But sometimes you don't steal property, you steal value. When something is worth 20 shillings, you look at me and you realize I don't understand that market. So you tell to me at 100 shillings and tell me it's, you are not even making money, you are selling at a throwaway price. You are actually stealing from me. Because later I'll go somewhere else and realize this item is only selling for 30 shillings. You have stolen my 70 shillings. I think you are stealing, but you're not stealing property. You are stealing value. And you know, Ephesians 4:28 says, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Instead of stealing from them, the Word of God is encouraging you to help them. And I think that will be a very important thing. But you can also steal credit. That means I lend you money to return to me next week. 1 month later, you still haven't paid me. 2 months later, you finally pay. And you're not paying me any interest. Basically, you have stolen credit for me, which is not right. And that's why the Word of God says, do not owe anyone anything except love. And I think that will be an important thing that you need to remind yourself. And sometimes you steal possession and title. When you destroy somebody's reputation, like Shakespeare said, you are a thief of reputation. You are a thief of title. And it's important to understand, when you say you are a doctor and you is honorary and you don't even write there honorary, you are stealing a title by saying you are a doctor and you are not. Because you see, if it's honorary, you should write it as an honorary degree. But you make us think that you have a degree and you don't. You are a thief of title. And I think that will be quite a problem if you really are calling yourself a person of integrity and you want to pretend you are not what you are, or you want to spoil somebody's integrity. So you need to ask yourself, in which area are you involved? Is it in even misappropriation? We've talked about misappropriation before. So there are many ways of stealing, not just picking somebody's item. And we need to be sure we are not involved in any of them.